With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. A major endeavor is underway to educate soybean farmers about helping save honeybees. The Honeybee Health Coalition this month unveiled a management plan for growers. Adam Dozel conducted the research for the report and says several factors have led to massive bee die-offs, including pesticide use and loss of habitat.
Certainly, there's no question that farming huge amounts of land with one or two crops throughout areas that, you know, used to not be cropland has impacts on pollinators. But I think that farmers are interested in seeing recommendations to try to reduce any impacts that they might have.
Recommendations for farmers include spraying fields at night when bees are least active, avoid applying pesticides during bloom time, and determining where hives are located around your farm. Megan Kaiser grows soybeans and says farmers should all want to see pollinators thrive.
Through the Honeybee Health Coalition, we are putting together a list of resources and best management practices so that we as farmers can be aware of how we can do something about the decline in bee health.
Soybeans are one of the top U.S. crops, second only to corn. The decline in honeybees has been linked to pests and disease, poor nutrition, hive management, and even exposure to pesticides. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, look us up online at aginfo.net, or you can always like us on Facebook.